Truly in our convention tonight hearing, we are so grateful for those of you who came to support this and to give public comment. We are indeed excited to have our public input on this special meeting, and we want to welcome you to make those comments at the beginning of our presentation. I'll turn over to Superintendent Mark Garrett, who will go through this information and ask questions back.
We were talking about some information we have done so here the last while. One is the vote of levy, and then the other is facilities bond. So we'll start with the vote of levy, some of the information in regard to that, and then we'll transition over to the facilities bond. In terms of comments back, we would love to have any comments or questions on either one. There are separate issues, but one that both of them are important and want the board to determine the process on each one. On the vote of the levy, which used to be what was used to be called the vote of leeway, is a property tax-based levy that the Board of Education can have upon the vote of the people. Currently, we have a vote of local levy that is about half of our authorization, the full authorization. That funding is used for infrastructure and support services. The last time there was an increase in the levy was when Bridger Elementary School was opened back in 2004. It had been voted in 1999 and was not activated until the time that it was opened and the extra cost that had. As we started looking at the last few years with our budget cuts that we had from the state, and then on top of that, the governor, who is focusing in on his prosperity 2020 plan of 66% of all students by 2020, will have either a 4-year college degree or a post-secondary certificate. Our part of that is public education, K-12, is an emphasis on 90% literacy rates, 90% numeracy rates in grades 3, 6, and 8, as well as a 90% graduation rate at high school. As we look at those goals from the governor, knowing that at this point that the funding was not there, we had a reduction, that in order for us to meet those goals and keep the expectations high that we want to keep for our district and want to keep throughout the challenges of the last few years, is that we needed additional funding. And the focus areas that we've looked at setting on the staple sheet that was available outside, prosperity 26% by 2020, there are some areas that we are looking at to get that interest was taken to the vote of the people and task that we would be spending some of the revenue. We had the opportunity of spending about $1.3 million beyond where we are right now. The plan that is before you is not expected to use the entire $1.3 million at this point. The recommendation of the board at this point is that it would go out to the full maximum, but then we would actually get a portion of that of $150,000 at this point, maybe another $400,000 that we would potentially use if we are seeing the need arise in future years. Our first focus is on our at-risk population. We detected 5% of our student body on free and reduced lunch, and many of those with economic challenges also have educational challenges. We've also seen that the number of students whose background elements are coming into school is less. We're having to spend more focused time and money on the early age students so that we can get them to a point where they are back on track with the rest of their peers. The other challenge we have on the secondary level is numerous students that are coming into our school system that do not have the educational background country and where they're coming from, so that we are, again, having to do a lot of doubling up in order for them to be successful in our school system. Our current funds for this are paid a portion out of state federal funding, but the district itself is putting in around $800,000 of general education funding to supplement what we get in the state federal government. With that, what this would do, take approximately $400,000 of voter levy money to put into there, and then that allow $400,000 that we can use for our staff in terms of salary increases. We have not had an induction for the last 4 years, and this would allow us to start the process getting them back to where we were about 4 years ago. We also know we need to continue to look at our instruments and what we need to do for our student bodies. Money that we put here would be for additional sections of AP and current one. Currently, Logan High School has one of the highest levels of offerings in AP in current the high schools in the state. We want to continue with those options for our students. We also want to make sure that the class sizes are decent within those amounts. We also know we need to look at our accelerated classes at the elementary middle and determine where we can assist those areas to also have programs that will benefit our students at the top again. We know that in fine arts, that those that are involved in fine arts have a better opportunity in their educational opportunities. There are some great research on connections. What we're looking at there is firming up and showing up some of the programs that we've had a piecemeal over the past few years, including our orchestra program, and wanting to make sure that we have firm foundation funding so that is not in a position of having any challenges. So we want to continue the strong momentum we have at all levels and increase in the areas that we can. Finally, the process that is going to focus on the state and also Governor Herbert is science, technology, engineering, and math courses, STEM courses as they're called, and really making sure that we are doing what we can to keep this class size down in our science and math classes in grade 6 to 12. We are proposing the addition of a few, one ITEA for the schools, half in science, half in mathematics. This part of the program is still being focused on, but we're trying to, again, determine that this will allow us to get back up to a funding level that was similar to where we were approximately 4 years ago, and get some of our programs on some firm basis. That money is one, again, that has to go out to the voter people. As we have been talking, we are looking at a November timeframe to hold that election. The board has had numerous discussions on that and will continue before they make their final determination. In regards to the facilities bond, which is a separate issue, we have done a facility study, and that study we have determined that five of our buildings are in need of some major work. As we looked at the amount from that over time, the estimated cost ran over from $80 million to $90 million, and if we start holding in on what that cost of that would be for our taxpayers, we realize that's too much for us to handle all of us to do all five projects for Logan High School. Major remodel, not Logan Middle School, replacement of Fiddler's Elementary School, replacement of Adams Elementary School, and a major remodel of Adams Elementary School. As we started looking at what would be potentially feasible, and in terms of the discussion with the community, we determined that we would probably need to do two different bonds. One would project now, and then another that would take place probably in 8 to 10 years. Our buildings have been in good shape. We kept them up. They are still old. Parts of Logan High School did back 1872. Ellis Elementary School paid back 1894. Adams Elementary is 77 years old, Hillcrest is 51 years old, and the middle school is turned 50 years old this year. Their ability to continue to function totally, we believe we can keep things going, but we do believe that in order to meet the 20% of the needs of our students, that we need to have some serious considerations specifically at this building. Logan High School, we've been looking at all the studies and the needs of this, in our discussions for bonding, they were both anywhere between $40 million and $55 million. At this time, Logan High School will be in line with the focus of that, and we're going to have the knowledge of some major remodeling. There are some options that are placed, if you look at the last sheet, the board has been looking at, four different options. Within that process, we are looking again at that between $40 million and $55 million range, again with some sort of funding for out of our current capital. I'd like to turn some time over to Zane Wolstein, our business administrator, to kind of walk you through what the tax cost would be on an average home.
First of all, I have to apologize, I realize that's what I got thinking on my paper. You can stop throwing this away, but you need to change the number on my sheet that you've got. Regarding local levy, our current local levy amount is .000852. You take that and multiply it by the taxable value of your home, and that's what you're being assessed for this levy. There's a statutory limit that's .001600, so we're talking about the proposed increase of .000748. What that amounts to, on a home that has a market value of $150,000, that's a $62 increase. The number you need to change is the increase on a $250,000 home is $103, not the $200 that you got there. And the increase on a commercial property of $150,000 is $112, not $217, you see? The numbers you got are actually a combination of the two, so. And then the tax increase on a $250,000 on commercial property is $187, rather than the $362. And then if you flip the page over to get the revenue that we would need to pay the bond on the extra amount over and above what we're currently paying, would require an increase of our rate to .0007. Currently, our rate for that levy, you don't have that information, but it's .001188, and it generates a little over $2 million by increasing that by this 00700, we generate another about $1.2 million, which is what we need to make the bond payment on a $50 million bond. The tax increase related to the bond collection on $150,000 home is $57. The tax increase on a $250,000 home is $95. Let's track the $175 if you would. And the tax increase on a $150,000 commercial property is $105, and the $175 is correct. So that's what it would mean to, and this is an annual increase on all your property tax bill, so I'm based on a current rate.
Thanks. And as we look at the overall rate, one of the things that we are looking at have to, by state law, as we look at it, what would be the worst case scenario of a man, you know, assessed valuation in the city increases the potential for each individual home actually has a chance of going down, not going up. Again, this is the assessed valuation in the mayor's law, if the assessed valuation stays the same on their own individual house, but the overall assessed valuation is going up, then you have to pay would be less. We're trying to work on all of the costs that we get information to the board so that they can kind of look at the packages that we have proposed and determine which one would give us the biggest bang for the buck. The challenges we have are, we do have some current debt from a 1999 bond that is to pay off in 2019. And with that, we had a chance to refinance some of that, which will save us some funding that we are planning on doing anyway. There's also potential within this to increase our payments and salary so we get paid off earlier. So we're trying to look at all the different options so that we can have the least amount of impact to our public. Right now, the rates are the lowest that they have been in terms of bonding. They're extremely low, very favorable, as well as our building, the cost of building has stayed low as well. We don't know where that those two factors will go in the future. What the board is having to determine now is this is the right, is this the right time to go out, or we wait for the next couple of years in order to make that determination with the factors at that time. That was some of the questions that they're looking at. One of the things that they did, this board did do on the 11th of February, is allow us to go out for to the development of specific drawings for this building so that we would get started on the process regardless of when a bond is determined as well as whether it's successful or not. We have a clear direction of what needs to happen with this building, that we have to do it through a pay-as-you-go process that we would be able to have things start. We know that there's some major concerns here that have got to be addressed within the next couple of years. So we have a couple of different options on the table for the next one. That process will begin with architects provide us information and the determination of that will be probably in April. So there are some things that are going on the side that we will continue to do for this building that are independent of potentially where we go with the bond. So right now the board is that it looks, they're pretty solid in the discussions about the meeting for the voter letter, and they're still making some judgments in the determination of what we need to do on the facilities on because of the impact.
Thank you, Superintendent, and then we appreciate the information. Tonight, what the procedure will be is that we are, as I said previously, trying to get information and comments from the public and kind of feel about this potential issue. You'll have an opportunity to come up. There are two lines right here. So just please sign the paper and your name on that paper as well and take your name and the line. Each person has 2 minutes. If you're representing a group, it will be 5 minutes. And if you're going to get a week from track of the time, we'll try to answer your questions as much as we can based on the information that we have. And we just encourage you to keep those comments to the issue at hand, which is the levy and bond issue. If you have any additional questions or comments you have for the board members or the superintendent, we encourage you to contact us individually because we reach out to email by phone. With that said, we encourage you to give us a couple of comments at this time. Start off on the list. We'll be prompt on that.
Thank you. But the issue that I want to bring up is an issue that does relate to the farm. And let me tell you how. I'm part of a group that's looking into a merger between the school districts. And the reason we're looking into it is because we want more information than the study from the 1988, 24-year-old today. And practicing physician, if I take information that I use in my practice on information that's 24 years old, potential harm in front of our nation. And I think we need to revisit this issue because if you're asking us as a taxpayer and people that you represent to provide the funds that you need to make these changes, which I agree with you again. But I think we owe it, we have as a board, we've approached both boards, Cass County and Logan School Board, and both boards basically said, we're not interested. We're not interested. We have the information we need. It was there. And I think that's unacceptable. And the reason I think it's unacceptable is because we need to think in the long-term future. All this stuff that we're doing with the farm levy has to do with the long-term future of our children. Maybe we need to go more efficiently if we're in the district. Maybe we're looking to see right now, deadline for these tax days. We're confined. It's only going to go up as our responses get worse and worse. So maybe it's not essential this second, but it will be. And so what we've done as a group that have been doing is we are considering hiring a consultant, independent, who is got a lot of experience on the state level, on the financing and funding issues. Because we're not doing something with either board, we're doing it as a group of people to just get objective facts on how it's going to affect our tax, how it will affect our taxes, how it will affect the financing situation. And what I'm asking tonight is that the board please collaborate with us to help us find out these facts. To be pro-merger does not mean anti-law. We are not against the law. And if we gather information and find out that merger does not make sense, then we abandon it. But we don't know that, and we cannot. I'm aware of information that the district has put out saying that we don't need a study to send out. That's an email to the government, to people in the district. That work here. And I disagree. And one other thing that I would say is it has been told to us by Cass County that before they purchased the land in Middlebrook for their new high school, that they approached some kind of one person or a board as a whole about re-exploring the issue. And they were told, no, we're not interested. Whether that's true or not, or if that's true, at this point, we need to look at it so that we can make all these decisions. But I want to reiterate that I am pro law and I am pro education for the future of our
children. Thank you. And if I might just speak to the board members, this has been something that we have talked about, and to be honest with us, we weren't going to do anything until we had some controllers and you are the first one. There's not been any public comment in any of our meetings. I am the board president. I've only received one email and I have not been contacted by it. And I'm telling you the truth because I have nothing to tell you about the truth. So we are just waiting for our public to ask for that because it's not looking to be want to step out and on until we knew that that public was interested in doing that. So it has been something that we have considered. It has been something that we have talked about. And I do not know about the email sent out to the district that I will do
something. And I am jumping from you, and it does not say that we will not do a study. It's beginning a study as a review of what was done. And I said that was not a statement to your name, and I think if you read it back and started, you would have did that.
I actually have an email, and it wasn't, whoever responded did say, the problems are the same as they are in that, even as they were in that study, they just grow larger, and it's not needed. And it might not have been incorrect, but it was somewhat.
An email was sent out, it did send it out, like Cash County sent it out, both districts sent out information to staff in regard to what had been done in the past. That was it. There was no statement about what its impact was on the future.
Well, I'd be happy to talk to you after this, and we can go over what.
I did respond to someone, I did say, someone said, this is an old study, and I said, many of the issues are the same issues that were there, and they need to grow more, the numbers are growing larger and they're small. I didn't say it was not needed.
And here are more than half of this, we're not saying that we're not a study or we're not a murder, we do want to have clear information out there, because we understand the issues that are probably more so than anybody, the problems that come about when we get, so we're just, we're waiting honestly, and we haven't had any, we don't want to cash district and the situation in cash run what happened in our district. And this is honestly the first public comment that we've had about.
I think other people from our group have been privately with the superintendent and other people and talked about this issue. I know that for a fact. And so it has been brought up.
Yes,
maybe not publicly, but now it has been brought up so we can have that discussion.
Correct.
Thank you.
All right. Any other comments? Marshall, would you want to make that comment? Okay, any other comments about the bond for the levy? Anybody at all? Okay, well that said, we will encourage you to think of anything in the future that you would like to, you wish to add to this discussion or anything that you would give us to first reflect on either one of these and we encourage you to contact what I mentioned in the okay. Once again, let's update the numbers on this paper that the past that are the bond election tax information, so we'll see that in the link. There is a change. If you look on the part of the bond election tax information side, the increase from tax increase on the 250 not 100% by this 95. If you turn over the other page, it's for the local levy, the tax increase on the $250 is $103. The tax increase on the 150 commercial property is 112, as well as the 250 commercial property is 187. We just want to make sure you have correct information on that. All right. Seeing no further comments, and we will end this meeting and contact us.